Join me in prayer. Father, you did send the perfect Lamb. Upon him, you laid all of our sins, and in him, you gave us life. As we look now at that root that springs forth from the tree of Jesse, we see how you have provided for us, and that in your Son, we have life, life in his name. Amen. During this Advent season, we're looking at genealogies to some extent as we go back, as last week, to the first part of the book of Genesis, where there God created all that was good, and then we saw the fall. But God also made a promise. A promise that would be continued time and time again. And so as we look at genealogies, I think of how we are all sort of fascinated with genealogies today. Look at over the last few years, how you can get your DNA and get all these things told about you. And then you wondered, well, are those really so true or what? A number of you are like myself. You are part of those Germans from Russia that came here in the late 1800s or those early 1900s. My family came here in 1913. Yes, those Germans from Russia who had lived in Russia. And so in 2009, my wife and I went back to the home place, 1603. Hard to imagine that a house still stands 400 years later, but it was still there. Not in great shape, but still there. 14 generations have gone by since the beginning of our family. And from Russia, from Germany, there in that small town of Rexfeld, Germany, our family moved to the Bidek region of Russia. And then in the 1900s, came to this part of America. My grandfather settled in Johnstown. And so there's all this history that we have, and we think about our genealogies, and I'm sure that some of us may even have some of those ties together because we came or our families came about the same time. But also, all of us can tell the stories of our genealogy. And they're kind of interesting. I know growing up, I never thought of genealogy as being that interesting. But as I've gotten older, it's kind of interesting to go back and to look at some of that genealogy. Well, here we are talking about our genealogy as Christians. And we move from the garden now. We go up a few chapters in Genesis, because from the garden, God then formed his own people. I love studying the book of Genesis because there you have the first murders, sin, and how it affects all of God creation. Finally, the flood. And then in chapter 12, you have the call of Abraham. And then comes our text in chapter 18. We know this story, and we know this story well. A story that seeds was planted in the garden. There through the creation, there through sin overtaking that creation, God provided a promise. And he planted a seed. That seed was Jesus. And so today now we look at another part of that genealogy, Abraham, from which God said he would make a great nation. But we all know the story of Abraham and Sarah and how they struggled to have children, how they struggled with the reality that God kept saying, from you will come this great nation, but no offspring for a long period of time. Sarah began to doubt quicker than Abraham as she said to Abraham, You need to have a son, so therefore take my servant Hagar and have a son through her. But God wanted no part of that plan. And then in her old age, when it seemed impossible, God provided an heir. And they had a son, Isaac. And that brings us to our text today, because now here we see Abraham again being challenged by God to do that which didn't seem that possible. God said to Abraham, take your son Isaac and sacrifice him. Take him up there in Moriah, up to the area of Moriah, and up on the mountain I will show you, and there sacrifice your son. Again, a test of the faith of Abraham. How many of us would be willing to spare our only child or our only son? And yet, Abraham believed. Abraham trusted in God, and so he took his son. And imagine what that had to be like as he was going up the mountain there with Isaac, and Isaac asking all of these questions about what's going on here. And Abraham's simple answer is, God will provide. And so he does, as God tells him. He takes his son, he sees the altar, he sets up the altar, he places his son on the altar, he puts the wood on the altar. And as he reaches out with a knife to do what God has asked him to do, God does provide. Not Isaac, but a lamb. A lamb who then would be sacrificed, because God saw the faith that Abraham had. And so we hear about that in our other text from Hebrews, where there he says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he had him received, and he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Abraham could not look into the future. Abraham could not understand this plan of God. And yet he trusted, he believed that somehow God from this very moment would provide. Isaac lives, as we are told. Abraham rejoices that he is able to spare his only son. But as we would learn later, there would be one who would lay down his only son's life for us. And he would redeem us from sin and death and the power of Satan. Oh, yes. Abraham would fail God time and time again, and yet God would, through Abraham, build a great nation, a nation from which would come the tree of Jesse. And from that tree of Jesse would come another branch. There, that root as a part of the tree that God had given to us, there would also come for us David. And from David would come Mary. And from Mary we have the Son of God being born into our world. The seed planted in the garden would be that sacrificial lamb. That's why we sang the lamb this morning, to remind us of the great sacrifice that God made on our behalf. As we see and witness there, Abraham having to deal with the reality of giving up his only son, but trusting and believing the impossible, that God would provide. The truth is, you and I Do we have that kind of faith? In the midst of this Advent season, in the midst of all that's going on in our lives, in the midst of the turmoil of our world, do we believe that God will provide? That God will see us through? And that we can look to that root of Jesse, that seed, Jesus, for our salvation, for our life, and from this tree, from the root of Jesse, God would provide for you, for me, for all people. And so we find our salvation attached to the root of the tree of Jesse. And we too can rejoice. Amen.